This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, comments galore here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is in attendance, Victoria Keelan in attendance, and at the controls with all those beautiful buttons is Rich McFadden. Kara is on vacation. Where'd she go? To Italy, right?
Yes.
Sending beautiful pictures of gelato and lasagna. I mean, it's
really great. Perfect. What a great combination. The breakfast of champions.
In no particular order, by the way.
No. All right. Hi, Jennifer. In no particular order, what do you have trending that you would like us to discuss?
Well, remember last week we celebrated, I think we even brought cake in, we celebrated this official year anniversary of the Mueller investigation. Remember the hiring of Robert Mueller was the year anniversary last week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're learning through President Trump's new lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, that the Mueller investigation could be wrapping up. He says that the obstruction probe could be concluded by September 1st if Robert Mueller and Rudy Giuliani can agree on the terms as to which President Trump would sit down and do that by mid-July. So if the president can testify or talk to Mueller, I don't want to use the word testify because it may not be under oath. If he will talk to Mueller before mid-July, they think they can wrap this up by September 1st. And that's appealing to the Republican Party and to the Democratic Party for that matter because they will have an outcome before the midterm elections in November.
So may I ask, when you say the investigation is over, after you're done with the investigation, what do you do with the information that you have gleaned through your investigation?
Well, it depends on how serious the crimes are. I've predicted all along. I think what you're going to get from Robert Mueller is essentially like a school paper. You're going to get a report from him, and then that report would be sent to the Department of Justice, who will then decide what charges come out and all of that sort of thing, what the recommendations are. I think, and I've said this all along, I would be surprised if it's not a strongly worded memo from Mueller against Trump saying, basically, you know, we don't see any collusion charges with Russia, but we do think that you could have been flirting with obstructing justice with James Comey, and I think you'll get a strongly worded reprimand from Robert Mueller.
That'll be worth $150 million of the taxpayers' dollars. Okay.
There you go.
Lovely. All right. What else have you got, Victoria? Where are you in the main street of information?
Well, Elon Musk is trending, and I know he's somebody that we all find sort of fascinating. And his focus is on L.A., and Jen, maybe he can solve your traffic problems. His boring company has shared some new plans.
Boring means digging a hole, not... it's not the attention span.
Yeah, she's not editorializing. That's actually the name.
Right.
It's a boring company.
The boring company, yeah, which obviously he thinks is hilarious on, you know, with the double entendre there. But so essentially what he's doing, it's called The Loop, and it will be a series of underground tunnels, kind of like a subway rail service that he's hoping will help solve L.A.'s traffic congestion. It will have a network of hundreds of tunnels once it's finished. And so the city of Los Angeles is actually paving the way for him to make this a little easier. They've given him some special permissions to bypass some of the environmental I don't think anything that's that serious, but they're just giving him some fast track. Yeah, they're allowing him to sort of fast track this system. And so he says that in order, it's going to, right now he has permits for a 2.7 mile tunnel that goes under, is it Sepulveda?
Sepulveda.
Okay,
Sepulveda.
Under from where? But that's a long road. So, Jennifer, do you know from where to where on Sepulveda?
It's mostly on your side of the hill, so it'll be mostly between downtown and, like, Santa Monica, that part of the area, under Hollywood. These tunnels, this is what makes me nervous when they say that they're giving him environmental passes, which would not happen if you didn't have the name Musk behind your first name.
Right.
Mm-hmm. These environmental passes that they're being given are done in tunnels underneath the streets of Los Angeles where we have earthquakes. In fact, some of these tunnels are being built on top of earthquake faults.
Well, aren't they being, isn't there a duplicate?
I was actually going to ask the question.
Because this could be good.
The duplication.
I mean, earthquakes. That was. I was going to ask the question. Hello, what about the earthquakes?
There's a new well, but that's this. Mm-hmm. The discussion has gone on for a while since the first Hollywood subway was built, and now there's one being built down Wilshire, that is right underneath Wilshire Boulevard. And is it true that he's building them in concert? They're already digging holes underneath Wilshire. Isn't this tunnel right next to where the train is supposed to run? Did I hear that? Is that correct?
Yeah, and he's taking you. Yes, they're wiggling all around through the downtown area, and he lets people actually go down there and see. I have not watched the video yet. So I don't know exactly what it looks like or
count on seeing a number of movie sets shot underneath the streets of
down there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, when all is said and
probably starting before it even opens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when it's complete, if his plan goes through and this all works, the tunnels will go from Los Angeles to San Francisco, and it will be under the city of Los Angeles, 60 miles of tunnels going in different directions.
Right.
And he said as soon as it's done, he's going to offer free rides to the public.
I thought it was a buck.
Well, no, he's starting it out with free rides to get people interested, and then he says it will be a buck.
I'd be interested to know. Well, same as all other tunnels, but most tunnels aren't as long as some of these are projected. The problem is what's in the air underneath the ground. How do you vent that out? How do you clean to make sure that this underground shaft is clean?
It's a big project.
Yeah, it is. Lots of money. And I don't know.
My friend actually, speaking of Elon Musk, my friend picked up his Tesla. He just got the order. He ordered it the first day that the new Tesla series, the bigger car, came out, and he picked it up and showed it to me on Friday. Pretty amazing. It looks like a kitchen table. I mean, there's no, like, knobs or levers. It's all just based off of, like, an iPad, essentially, that sits in the center of the car. It's really kind of cool.
Mm. Well, if you don't know how to operate an iPad, you're in a problem. Problem world.
Let's hope that you are very proficient on an iPad if you're going to be doing this type of project.
Speaking of proficiencies in the people department, Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is the president of Russia. Most people know that. He is now grasping to the reins of power through 2024 and beyond. He's now in his second consecutive term, his fourth overall. Russia's constitution said no leader can have more than two straight terms. However, if you're Putin, you shoot everybody who disagrees with you. He was prime minister for a while, and then he's been president again. Yada, yada.
Who was president while he was prime minister?
Some guy who was a puppet of his. I forget what the guy's name was.
So that's how he got around it. He became prime minister.
Yeah,
I always
kind of
wondered that. So he became prime minister and then switched back to president. Okay.
He's the longest serving leader in Russia since Joseph Stalin. In his last two inaugurations, there was some protesting, but he said Russia needs continuity of state power. Mm. Really? That's good to know. So I want to know more about this. This is breaking, or it was sort of breaking. We broke a story on Friday that focused on the 2016 election, information about who was doing what to whom. Until now, information had not been reported, but a fellow named Stefan Halper, a foreign policy expert, Cambridge professor with connections to the CIA and MI6, somebody who I know, Rich knows. I didn't know he was still around. He's 73. Why am I thinking he was younger than that?
Nope.
And his wife is much younger than that, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, right. So you don't want to talk about it anymore? You've had enough?
No. This is. I find this very interesting. Because,
connected to George Papadopoulos.
Yeah, no, it's because it was kind of conspiracy theory talk.
Yeah, yeah.
The last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And now, this weekend, it's kind of become mainstream. All the big networks are talking about it, and who's the mole, and they're even talking about the name Stefan Halper is the mole. Mm. Who
and
is Stefan Halper?
And $20 million to the Clinton campaign, is that true, too?
No. I didn't see that part. No, he wanted the Clinton. He did not want Trump in. That's the whole thing.
Really?
He fed the information to the Trump campaign.
With their political background? That's very...
Yes.
Or at least what I know about her. I don't know. Wasn't he cut from the same stripes, though, politically?
Yes. As Trump?
No. Right of center politics, period.
He's definitely right of center, yes.
So but he supported Hillary, and all of this stuff was an effort to keep her. So what does that tell us about some of the stories of the Russians?
I can't tell you how many Republicans did not want Trump elected.
Yes.
This was like the whole
swamp.
Deal. Right, this was the swamp that Trump was talking about. This was not about, you know, this is not about, well, it's just our team, we're going to protect it. That's not what this election was about at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very interesting how it's playing out anyway and where it goes. This is the investigation that I think Mueller.
The scary part here is that the FBI, the Democratic National Committee, and right-wing operatives, quote-unquote, were all in cahoots to try and control a presidential election. Meanwhile, the story that they tried to build has been having us spend $150 million over the last year to try and convict somebody for collusion, quote-unquote, that apparently doesn't look like it's happening because Mueller is like, okay, I'm ready to wrap this thing up because I got nothing.
I'm looking at your picture of Stephen Halper, and I remember him vividly now.
Mm-hmm.
He's quite a presence. And I always thought that it was strange that he was with his wife. I don't know why I thought that. I just find him. But he's somebody you don't ignore. Let's put it that way. You look at him and you listen to him and you don't ignore him. I think it's interesting how this is all playing out.
He's a very intelligent guy.
Yeah.
Big dude.
A lot of people want to know what his intentions were because they didn't think they were very clear. It was clear that he didn't want...
His intentions were to give false information to the Trump campaign to get them to... talk to the Russians and believe the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you talk about the swamp. Oh, man. These guys are... They created the swamp. These people, are they really? Is it
and there are copies of checks that the FBI paid him. Mm-hmm. For what? We don't know.
Yeah.
This is the assumption.
Our government working against the political system. What a great system. Okay. Have a, let's see, where are we here, time-wise? Looks like we ought to take a little bit of a break, Rich, you think?
Absolutely.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
If you watch the news or read the newspaper, it doesn't seem like the world's getting better at all, no matter how good it gets. The media, news media, never serves up good news because they lose their customers since we seem to be programmed to pay attention to threats and bad news. So let's see if we can back away from that somewhat here. Daily respite from that and that world. The DJV Show, 21 after the hour.
The This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Change after the hour now on the DJ V Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. The real story behind Pauly Perrette's departure from NCIS has the gossip rags wagging. It seems that she really didn't want to leave. How often do you hear these stories? As she apparently was, well, there was a mutual agreement, which sounds to me like she got fired. She did a lot of tweeting over the weekend. If you watch USA, you saw wall-to-wall NCIS with her as the feature, the wraparound, and she's doing the commentary. Then the focus on her tweets. She'd been on NCIS for 15 seasons, started as a 31-year-old actress and is in her late 40s now. Her tweets make some reference to multiple physical assaults and an allusion to a machine keeping her silent and the need to protect the crew. And so, apparently, in the last couple of years, things have gotten frosty between her and Mark Harmon. Now, if you watch them and their relationships on screen, it seems that they have a wonderful, the older episodes as well, a wonderful, that's the kind of stuff you don't fake. And if you then pay attention the last couple of seasons, you see that they're never on screen together. And apparently that's because Harmon used to bring his dog to the set, and one of the members of the crew was playing with the dog, and he got bitten. And so Harmon kept bringing his dog to the set. Some members of the cast and crew were uncomfortable, but they didn't say anything to him because he's the executive producer. She did have the power to say something because, as Victoria just said, she's the most popular character on the show. She isn't, as far as I'm concerned, but I understand her popularity. So when she started to say something to Harmon about it, a rift developed. And so what happened over the last couple of seasons is they were never filming together in the same location. When they did appear together, it was editing, like the last scene when he waves goodbye to her, she's across the street. They weren't. That was like 2 days between one shoot and the other shoot, which is the magic of doing things for television or in movies. Anyway, so that she says is because she couldn't get along with him any longer, or he wanted her gone. And she felt it was important for her to stick up for people who would not otherwise say anything because they were afraid of Harmon. I don't know that I want to read Harmon that way, but it'd be interesting to see how this thing plays out, or if any more comes of it at all. Frank, because she does it. One, you wonder, this has been the number one show on TV for, what, 10, 12 years? Every season consistently?
Yeah.
And if she's important a part of it, people stop watching it. It'll be interesting to see where it all goes.
I think they like her, but I don't know if they stop watching it.
Yeah, I don't either, frankly. All right, music business, new documentary on Whitney Houston's life. The only one endorsed by the family, premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. In it, a major revelation about her childhood was that Whitney's, well, I didn't realize, frankly, some of this stuff, what was going on between her. The documentary called Whitney shows her family and friends claiming that she was molested as a child by her cousin, Dee Dee Warwick, who is the sister of Dionne Warwick. And so one, again, what do we make of this?
And so apparently this, the whole family, the reason they're behind this documentary and is because apparently in the family they did know that this had happened. Her brother came forward and said he was also molested by Dee Dee Warwick. And so it kind of puts a new perspective on Whitney's drug problems. And she apparently told her longtime assistant, who was also in this movie, and said she just couldn't stay silent any longer, that this is something that happened to her and that this was what led her down the path of drug abuse. She couldn't tell her mother that this had happened to her. She never told Bobby Brown when they were married, but she said it made her question her sexuality, which there were rumors of her being a lesbian for a long time. That's kind of why she got pushed into marrying Bobby Brown. So I think that it just, it's a big puzzle piece to fans of hers. It really kind of makes a lot of sense. Pretty true.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Out 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is the J. Victoria Keelan is the V. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with a quote from a book that I caught a little of over the weekend, Catch 22, a novel that was written by Joseph Heller. Here's a quote, 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 "While none of the work we do is very important, it's important that we do a good job." I thought that was, you know, many people who do things, the forum that comes from being on the radio, if you will, or maybe a television personality or a movie person, someone who's in the public eye, politicians, people who run businesses, there is important work being done. I guess it depends on how you define it. Is being a policeman important work? Yeah. How much recognition do they get? Not as much positive recognition as most of them deserve. Same thing could be said for lots of other people. Think about what people do, how they make their choices, where they make their money, and whether or not you think they're hard workers or not. Do you consider yourself to be a hard worker? Are you self-disciplined? I noticed that over the years that Richie and I've worked together, he's become much more disciplined. And, you know, you think about whether you're doing the right thing, you make decisions, are we going in the right direction? I suppose if you're surviving after X number of years, that means you're going in the right direction. But I was thinking about this as it applies to all of us, all of you, all of us, thinking about what you do and how important it may be, whether it's for work, whether it's your family, And then down the road, what's your legacy? What will be, what do you think? Everybody's got a legacy. You may not know what your impact is while you're alive, and it may not be something that people can write on your tombstone, but everybody has an impact in this world. And so, as I think about this, often it's a conversation, I feel like I'm eavesdropping on Jennifer having a conversation with Victoria, let's say, about something. We were talking about guns and gun control and the shoot 'em up in Texas over the weekend, and you know, legacies that come and go. But I do think, you know, we think about it. Maybe that you think this is morbid. I don't think it is, frankly. I've God willing, I've got a lot of years left in me, and I hope that my legacy focuses on four things. And they aren't necessarily, well, some, I guess they're all sort of intertwined. But if you're a single-dimensional person, maybe that's sad. Maybe you need to think about what you're doing with your life. It can't be all about your work. With some people, it is. Can it be all about your heart? I don't know, whatever. So, Victoria, what do you think your legacy, if you, God forbid, happen to hit the happy hunting ground today, what would be your legacy?
You know, that's something I actually think about. I think
we all need to think about it, no matter how old we are. Yeah.
I don't know. I would hope that I know my close friends and my family would recognize me as someone who was fiercely loyal and loving and fiercely protective of the people around me that I love.
Yeah.
I think that I'm more of a private person, even though I have a public job. So I would think that my legacy would really probably only matter to the people who actually know me in real life and are around me on a daily basis or on a almost daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Is there one thing, though, that you think will stand out in terms of what is, I suppose, maybe considered abstract? In your legacy, other than what you do for work. For example, I would, if it were me writing your obituary, I would say one of the things about you that is laudable is your work in the animal kingdom, especially saving dogs and being a practical sort of conduit for connecting people in your work with the Puerto Rican rescue, dog rescue operation especially. I think that you've taken that seriously, and it's a very important part of...
It's so funny, I do take it seriously. I am passionate about it, but I feel like a failure at it, too. I feel like I'm not doing nearly as much as I could be doing, and I feel like there's so much more to do. So I don't even know that I would put that as a sort of in the checked-off column of, yes, I successfully did that. I feel like that's there's so much more I could be doing and want to do.
I think people, when they think about it, the question is to ask yourself, am I doing the right thing when I go to work? Am I doing the right thing with my family? Am I doing the right thing at home? Am I going in the right direction? And why do I do what I do? Jennifer, how would you reflect back if today happened to be your parting shot at reality? What would your legacy be? And maybe it's different, by the way. I took a different twist with Victoria. She had one thing in her mind, and I had something else. So
well,
it depends
I think
on whether
speaks to how we see ourselves and
right.
how other people see
yes.
us.
Yes, right, exactly. So if you were to take on a review of your legacy, what you're leaving, what would you say?
It's pretty simple. Mine's pretty simple, and it kind of jumped into my mind. I think I just want to make, I want to bring joy to the people that I touch. And so whether that's through radio or whether that's in my family, I just give people a little bit of happiness. And if I can do that, at least to some small degree, I feel like I'm here. I've done what I'm here to do.
Mm. Richie, what about you? What do you think?
I got nothing.
Yep.
I got nothing.
Rich, come on. You've got great kids.
Once you're it's not about you anymore. They
exactly.
Are
but that's what you do well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you're a good father.
The kids. Right. And you know, I help make this show the thriving mega show that it is for 20 some years. I mean that's just something I stand up on and beat my chest and go, Doug
Stephan.
Really?
Good for you.
Because of me. Yeah.
Nah.
You are my legacy, Doug Stephan.
That's very
nice.
How
about you, Doug?
In terms of my legacy?
Yeah.
Of what I think versus what others think, I think that there will be four, I would like there to be four things that people remember me
He's
for.
He's got a whole list.
Well, I think I wasn't thinking
for
about
being
it.
You humble, just asked me. What else?
I usually deflect. I start these conversations thinking that you are going to have, you're going to carry the ball, and then I don't necessarily reflect because you know I don't like to make this about me. I don't, you know, a lot of people, and maybe I was a catalyst for putting all this together, but I'd rather have people hear stuff from you. Maybe that's my own insecurity that I, you know, a lot of people who do this for work are, I'm talking about being on the air. Richie, I think you said, what did you say? I was the most comfortable guy that you ever heard on the air. Is that what you said once?
No, you just throw a mic on and Doug can go. He doesn't need any prep like everybody else does.
Well, really? Talking.
I have a myriad of experiences.
As a matter of fact, he shuns prep
in my life.
Then what am I doing wrong every day?
I have, I do have strong feelings about things. My family, my children, my grandchild, for sure. I think that my children and my grandchild would tell you that I was good at that, those roles.
Rich is here, so it means Doug's crying.
Yeah. No, I just am thinking about, I put myself into that place that I don't normally put myself in. I will tell you that I would like to have as part of my legacy saving the farm and that sort of way of life in this community, which seems to be on my shoulders now, and a lot of people are trying to stop me from doing that, and I'm not a quitter, but I am getting tired of it. It's been going on for years and years and years, and I think to myself, why am I doing this? My legacy may be, if I'm fortunate to have saved this corner, this magnificent gem, it's not just land, there's a spiritual connection there that I feel strongly about. And that's another part of my legacy, actually, I think. My spiritual guidance, if you will, my spiritual direction.
Let me tell you what your legacy ought to be with regard to that.
Okay.
Commercialize the land, put a shopping center and a couple of hundred homes on it, and call it Stephan Farms. Cash a check and be on your way. You've been doing this ever since the day I met you. You've been dealing with this garbage. Cash the check. Log out.
But you can't think about that, though. I mean, you've already succeeded. How long ago would this have been developed if you hadn't fought for it? So you fought to save it.
I bought it 14 years ago, and it would have been developed then. I bought it from the developer. Yeah.
So you saved it for 14 years.
Yeah, I did.
Cash the check.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, you could do something that, like...
I can buy your Bronco from you if I'm able to do that.
You'll get close.
Well, yeah. But, you know, there's. I feel like there is a workaround to this. And I haven't... And we don't maybe know what it is yet, but I do feel like there is something else, because you've been kind of going at this head on. And I think maybe... And when someone does that for such a long time, you really get... You've got your blinders on, and you're just... You're going in one direction.
I think there's another... Yeah, I think you're right.
There's a workaround here. Yeah, there is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, because I don't know all the specifics of this, but... Mm. I'm positive that there is a workaround, and even if part of that workaround is, like Rich says, take the check and figure out something to do with it in another way. Like, I remember back in the 90s, Moby, the DJ who had so many different hit songs, he decided that he couldn't fight. He's an environmental activist. He couldn't fight against all these big companies, so he started writing songs for them and taking all the royalties that he made to fight against the companies that paid him all of the money for the songs. Yeah. So he went up against Exxon and all these environmental terrorists that he, you know, at the time, and that's how, that was his workaround. And I feel like there's something similar to that for you.
I'm missing something here. Yeah,
right.
I am. Right. I am missing something.
I think you need to maybe take more of a 30,000-foot view of this, because you're. Mm-hmm. I think you've lost the forest for the trees.
Maybe. That's a good way of putting it. As far as the forest and the trees are concerned, here with the radio program, I have a legacy of 53 years on the air, doing lots of stuff in lots of different ways, certainly not in the normal mainstream way. So probably the people who run the big companies would have a different description of my legacy from the people that I've worked with. And maybe the stations that have carried a lot of... You know, we have some stations, Richie, that have been around. There have been, I mean, it's probably half a dozen stations that have been on with me since almost the beginning, 28, 29 years, carrying this program and its derivatives. It's really, That is something cool to think about.
That's amazing.
Frankly. Yeah. So, anyway, I just think of the term legacy, what we leave behind. And I wonder, when we're talking about our reality, our world, what's it like for somebody who's homeless? Somebody who has basically nothing. We're all talking in terms of having something. What happens if you have nothing?
Everybody's got a story.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, I'd hope. Speaking of stories, let's tell a few here. It's 46 past the hour.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my favorite smart product picks to connect your daily life to savings and convenience. Samsung reimagined the smartphone camera with the Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. Its dual aperture opens and closes like a human eye to take great photos regardless of lighting. While super slow-mo video, AR emoji creation, and Bixby's Live Translate enhance our connected lives with our photos. SimpliSafe is an attractive, affordable, and portable smart home security system you order online and set up in less than an hour. The all-new SimpliSafe is even stronger and safer. Professional monitoring starts under $15 a month. It requires no contract. Go to SimpliSafe.com. Emerson SensiTouch Wi-Fi thermostat has a touchscreen display and free app to change settings from anywhere. The geofencing and remote access features are money savers, and it's compatible with popular voice assistants. It's available in black and a new white model. Go to SensiComfort.com for rebates. Kohler's Vedera voice-lighted bathroom mirror has Amazon Alexa built in to automate tasks through voice control. The Kohler Connect app simplifies customization. It has incredible stereo sound, dual microphones to enhance accuracy, a motion-activated nightlight, and LED lights to help with makeup, hair, and skincare. The new Scott's Grow 7 Zone Controller uses real-time local weather data to automatically adjust your irrigation schedule for your lawn's needs using the Grow Connect app. The Grow Controller allows lawn sprinkler management from anywhere. It's also compatible with Amazon's Alexa and Google's Voice Assistant. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm Senior Editor David Gregg.
What does it take to rebuild trust? At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right, working with more transparency and higher accountability, and reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
All right, we have a new commercial sponsor for the radio program, Vito's Famous Hotel Manager School. If you want to make a low income working as at a high-rise building, you want to deal with people with bags under their eyes and arms, have you ever thought of a career as a hotel manager? It's very possible, thanks to Vito's Famous Hotel Manager School, where their motto is, check out by 7 or you'll end up in heaven. At Vito's Famous Hotel Manager School, you'll learn how to handle single rooms, how to handle double rooms, and even how to handle suites, even if you're on a diet. You'll soon be handling desk clerks, bartenders, chambermaids, and chefs. And if you fail at that, you'll be handling luggage. Master such invaluable hotel manager's terms like checkout time is 2 p.m. That banquet room holds 500. Yes, we do offer room service, and can I see your underpants? Vito's Famous Hotel Manager School is as near as your phone. So when we call, you better say yes. Remember, it ain't smart to say no vacancy to a man named Vito.
Oh, boy. What?
I just love it since you did the whole thing without break.
I'm so confused.
Called a grain of
what number
salt.
Do we call this to join Vito?
281 Apple Richie is the number to call. 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, 53 after the hour, this is the DJV show. Victoria and I are going to go through a list of items of interest when it comes to food news. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit is on vacation this week. So the first item that is compelling here that I see for food news, the Center for Disease Control says, now it's safe to eat romaine lettuce again. Whoopee! The problem in Yuma, Arizona is over. The suspected E. coli contamination, which I never had real confirmation, I never felt comfortable that it really was, this, even though there were 172 cases of illness related to E. coli. There are 172 cases of E. coli every day of the week, every day of the year, and that's probably a small number. So all of this focus, what it does in a sense is hurt people's sense of safety, I think, Victoria, in that it makes one, the way the news media covers these things, makes one worry about buying any lettuce and sometimes any produce, and it gets blown out of proportion.
Well, I think some people died in this outbreak. So
yeah, but some people die every day from E. coli.
Yeah, but this one was a big deal. This was like 27 states. This was important. Okay, well, I think this saves businesses from having liability lawsuits when they're serving lettuce.
But they have them, this stuff, that what my point is.
This is kind of information, though, that needs to be out there.
I understand. But it also is inflammatory because it makes one suggest that all lettuce, the way people hear these announcements, all lettuce is a problem or E. coli is a rare thing. E. coli happens every day. Your milk that you get today, even though it's been microwaved and lasered and everything else, has E. coli in it. It has listeria to it. It's an acceptable, to
Let
an acceptable level.
Mr. Farmer and Mr. Food News Guy.
Yes.
Have we come to the point where mass production of food is unsafe? And
yes.
We should go back to where communities should be built
yes.
around a community farm.
Yes.
So you build a community in a square, and in that square you have the town square with all of your little stores and everything.
Yeah.
And in there you have a garden that is cared for by the community, and they raise their own vegetables for that community.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm down with it. Mass production of food has become a scary thing to me.
Yeah. Well, it's for me anyway. I look at this stuff, and I know what goes on my farm, and I know what's gone on the farms that I've grown up around, and it's ludicrous that people think they ought to live in a bubble or everything's going to be safe. But it was much better before we had the packaged express, the Orient Express, bringing stuff over that we consider to be fresh. Even the milk that came from over there, or the vegetables, or the meat, or whatever it is that comes in. We produce plenty in our country. The system is so fakakta that we sell the good stuff that we make here to other places, and we're bringing crap in from other countries to sell here. I mean, if you understand the system, you scratch your head and think, what? Is this really what's going on? Are we really buying Argentinian beef because we don't have enough of our own beef because we sell all of our beef to China? Yeah, the answer to that question is yes. That's what happens. Hey. All right, let's see here. I want to know whether this new rule requiring all chain restaurants with at least 20 locations to include calorie counts on their menus is a good thing or a bad thing. Is it actually helping to fight obesity?
It is. We went to we went away for the weekend, and we went to IHOP yesterday for breakfast. Took the kids, my wife and I.
Yeah.
And we actually picked our orders based on calorie counts instead of the
price. No pancakes, no waffles, so what did you eat?
It's still got
egg whites?
You got eggs and bacon and stuff like that, but it's still, it's amazing. You walk into IHOP, there's not much in there for 400 or 500 calories.
No.
900 to 1,300 calories.
Yeah, that's big time stuff.
It is pretty jarring when you see it written down in front of you. Yeah. I definitely think that's why it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, I think it is a good idea. At least it brings some people away. As much as I don't like the government, I'd like to think education would take
over. What it really shows you, though, is that, if you think you're getting a salad to be good, and you buy it at a restaurant where they really doll it up to make it taste good.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge. It's like this mongo salad. Yeah. And the salad's got 2,000 calories in it. And you're like, wait a minute.
The dressing and the nuts they put on it. And nuts are fine. Nuts have tons of calories in them.
But it's good calories.
Well, it's really when they add in the bacon and then they add in the blue cheese and that's salads. You're right, Rachel. A lot of salads are 2,000 calories. People don't even realize that. Mm-hmm. That's like more than what you need for the day.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but when you think about it, me, I rail against the government and expecting the government to be doing all your thinking for you, testing everything for you. But once in a while, a good reminder is very productive. And I think these things on the menus are up on the wall wherever you go. I don't want to see it for ice cream, though. Can we have them take it down for ice cream? 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.